Kavlan, that's a bigger type of an oruv. An oruv, usually a guarantee is that first you have to go to the person that owes the money. Just if he doesn't have any money, then you could come to the guarantor. But you're not allowed to come to the guarantor right away. A kavlan is more than that. The kavlan means I accept that you could come to me right away. That's called a kavlan. Because even though Shimon is giving the money to Reuben, and Reuben is the loiver, still if Levi says he's the kavlan, that means Shimon has a right to go straight to Levi. He doesn't have to go to Reuben at all. So a kavlan, if a person accepts upon himself, like here for a ksuba, a kavlan the Baal Chayv. In the case where you accept upon yourself when somebody's lending money that it should be collected straight from you, divrei hakol mishtabet. Everybody holds that for sure is good. A kavlan is the biggest thing. Rashi says, "Tarta lechiyuva ikam." Chodet the kavlanu v'yoyed echasim m'moina. Kavlan means you're accepting the whole chiyuv upon yourself, and also the malv is giving out the money right now. Like by regular loan, if you see the way the person is lending the money because of you, you feel good. So since you feel good, that's a svar you'd be mishabed, to really mechayev yourself, that you'll have to pay the money back. This everybody agrees to. But what about orev de baal chayev, the kablan de ksuba? What's going to be an orev by a regular baal chayev, and a kablan by ksuba? This is already a machlokes. Pligi. Eko lamandi amuz, lamandi yom that holds. Even though the loiva has no property right now, still mishtabed. Still, there's a special amount of hanor that the meister, the person, is lending the money now because you're saying you're going to be a guarantor. So since the person is giving the money because of you, so that's called the good oriv, that you're mishtabed yourself. Even though the loiva doesn't have any property. Vikulaman is another one that holds no. Vikulaman diyomar no. Iisle mishtabit. If the loiva has his own property, so therefore when you become an oruv, we say you really mean what you're saying. Because you're not stam doing nothing. Like the loiva has his own property. It's like most property the loiva will pay it back. Therefore you become an oruv. But ilesle, but let's say in a case where the loiva, the one that's borrowing the money, does not have any property, I'll tell you then, lay mishtabit. Then the svar is the person who becomes the guarantee does not really mean it. It's like a joke. Like, you don't stop guarantee money, and you know, like, for sure they're going to come back to you. Like, if the loiva doesn't have any property, so it's come out like for sure they're going to come back to the yoruv. So the yoruv in this case doesn't mean it. So that's the machlokes. So what's the machlokes? So what's the mask? What's the locha? Bekulu, all these cases. Afagav the lestlei mishtabit. Even though the loiv himself does not have any property, still the svar of the or of the guarantor means what he's saying. And the svar is because at least the malva is lending the money because of you. Like the malva Reuven that has the money, it doesn't afraid to give it to Shimon. He says, Shimon, I don't believe that you'll be able to pay me back. So Shimon says, listen, I have a friend that's going to guarantee it. So because your friend Levi is guaranteed that if he can't get from you, Shimon, that Levi will pay up, that's why Reuven is lending the money. So because Levi has a satisfaction, the fact that the Malva Reuven is giving the money to Shimon because of him. See, even though the Levi does not have any of his own property, still the Lachar is, the Orev means business, and he's Meshabed himself. But Bar me Orev the Ksuba. Excluding the case when you want to become a guarantee for a ksuba. Because over here, the afagav, the islay, even though the husband right now does have property, still le mishtabit. Still we say that the oruv, the person that tells the wife, listen, in case the husband doesn't pay you up, you can always come to me, I guarantee the payment. Then we say the person doesn't really mean it. Why not, my time up? Mitzvah the ovid. Because when the husband right now is accepting upon himself this achrayus, the pay the ksuba, it's like a mitzvah. That's the halacha of the Rabbanan. So when you get married, shalos Rabbanan of Diraisa, when you get married, you have to give your wife a ksuba. But right now the husband is not losing any money right now. So we don't have the svara that the oruv is mishabit. We said before, why is an oruv mishabit? Because he has a certain satisfaction, the fact that the malva is giving away the money now because of the guarantor. Like this, the malva would not give the money to the loiva, he's afraid maybe he won't pay up. But now that somebody is guaranteeing that if he can't pay, this person will pay, that's why the malva is lending the money. So that's a big satisfaction. Therefore, with that hanor, we said the Yorub means to be Meshabbat himself. But over here, when you get married, you're not losing any money right now. You're not giving your wife the ksuba right now. So if a person says, I'll be the guarantor, it doesn't mean anything. Since there's no satisfaction right now, the husband's not shelling out any money right now, therefore we say, Orav the ksuba is not Meshabbat. Before, we only had a shayla. What about a kablan niksuba? That was a shayla. Maybe a kablan would be better. When you accept upon yourself that you can come straight to me, no in-between person, maybe that's better. Omar Ravina said like this, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Meikora de Takantin. We're going back to original shayla now. I'll bring your proof from the ikra of the takona. That we started out, the takona was of the ksuba sisha. We said, what's the reason why an Isha only collects from Zeburius? We said the first four was, Yoyser Iman Shoish, Roitzel Isom, Isha Roitzel Inosei. More than a man wants to get married, the wife wants to be married. That was the original Svara why she always agrees to take even Zeburius. That the Ksuba later can be paid even from the worst. Why? Because the wife wants to be married. So she'll even agree to this. That was the original Svara. So this alone is the biggest kasha on Mazutra. There was kind of slug up Mazutra. Mazutra was the one that said, when do you only collect from Zeburius? Only when it's from the assignment. But when the husband gave a get, and you're collecting the ksuba from the husband, then you get from Beninis. That was Mazutra's svara. Now we're slugging it up. Because here we're saying, what's the reason why your wife only collects from Zeburius? Because she originally agreed to that. Because she's happy to be married. Now these sakadaitach miyasme. If you want to tell me now the svaris of Zeburis is only from the assignment, hi mishum diyasmiu. We should have said, you know why the din is you get from Zeburis? Because you're collecting from the assignment. Why do we have to say a new reason? It's tiyufta the mazutra tiyufta. This is a kasha on mazutra tiyufta. In other words, we slug up mazutra. It's not true what mazutra said. Even though the wife is collecting her ksuba from her husband, the husband's alive, he gave her a get, still there's a svara, all she can collect from is only from Zeburius, the worst of his property. And the svara is like we said before, because when she first got married, she'll agree to anything, because she wants to be married. More than the husband wants to marry her, we say she wants to be married. So therefore, at the beginning, she agreed like, to even accept from Zeburius. So that's the svara, doesn't make any difference whether she's collecting the ksuba from the husband, he's still alive, or whether she's collecting the ksuba from the assignment. In both cases, we can have the svara now that she accepted upon herself even to collect from Zeburis. So the halacha is not like Mazutra, that whenever the Isha collects even from her husband, after a get, still she only collects from Zeburis. Omer Mazutra, Brei de Rav Nachman, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, the name of Rav Nachman. If somebody has a shtar, a document saying, listen, you Yisaimim, you owe us money, or whether it was the father owed the money, even though it was written inside it, shvach, that means when the father received the money, the father stated clearly that I'm going to pay you back from my best property. And then the father died. So now this malva comes to collect the money from the assignment. So even though he has a shtar saying that I have a right to collect from the best property, still, ain't no goyv element as a buris. Still we say, so what? The ma'aser that's the takana, that whenever you go and take away money from the assignment, you could only have a right to collect from there's a buris, nothing more. That's what he said in Chiddush. Even though the father was mechayv himself to pay back from idiots, that's a derisive gesvara. Me derisive, a person can be meshabbat himself. Like Rashi says, "Nechsev anochi arvenu." Still, we say the Rabbanu made a takana that you can't collect from Yisaimim more than Zeburius. So, Rabbi says that this teda, bring your proof. The baal choiv dina bebeinus. Really, a baal choiv. Anytime you lend somebody else money and you want to go and collect the money back, really, the Mishnah says your din is you can collect from beinus, the middle type of karka. Still, but whenever you're going to collect your money back from orphans, halacha is you only get from Zeburius. So therefore, you see that even though the din should have been more, but Rabbanu made a new takana, you can't take away from orphans more than Zeburius. That's what Abaye says. So this the Gemara says, Omalei Rav. Rav said back, no. What does one have to do with the other? Hochi Yashto. What is one proof? How does this approve to the other case? Hochi Yashto. Baal Chayv, I tell you, when you're regularly lending money to somebody else, and you want to go and collect it, really, Dina Midiraisib is a Burius. Really, the Malva, when he goes and collects his money, he also only has the right to collect from Zaburius Midiraisa, from the worst of the Leivis property. Why? Kidula, like Ula says. The Yamarul Ula says, Devatara Midiraisa, the Svara should be Ba'achoy Bezaburius. Whenever you go to collect your loan that you lent the person money, if he doesn't have money, pays you back with karkam, you can only collect from Zaburius, the worst of his property. What's the proof? Why? Shenyama, because there's a pasuk in the Devarim that says, Ba'chutz tamoid, when you go to collect money, you have to stand outside. V'yish, and the person that lent, that took the money, he'll bring you outside. Whether it's a mashkin, whether he'll pay you back, Yamalva, the one that's going to collect, has no right to go inside the house to take what he wants, but he has to stay outside. And the live inside brings out him whatever he wants. Now, ma darka shalish loitzi, what does a man usually take out of his house if it's up to him? What would he usually pay back with? Pacha shebekelim. Usually you take out the least of your kelim. If you're not in the chiv to, you don't have to. You don't take out more than that. So since the terrorist says, Allah is the malva has no rights. He has to wait outside. And the loiv has to bring the money or the mashkin outside. That's midiraisa or baal chayv when he collects from Zaburis. Therefore, umata mamru baal chayv de beninis. What's taka the svar in our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say that a baal chayv collects from beninis? I tell you, the svar is, kadesh loitino delis bifnei lovin. We don't want people to stop loaning money. Like if the malva knows that really all he could collect back is from the worst of the latest property, he'll think twice before he lends money. He doesn't want to end up with such bad karka. So in order that people shouldn't think that way, and people should not close the doors on people that want to borrow money, it's a mitzvah to lend money, therefore we make it easy for you so that you'll know at least that the money you'll get back at least will be with beinness. That's the svara. So that's how it is, midiraisa. The gabi yasmi by yisoymim ukma rabbonin adiraisa. The Rabbanan just left it the way it is midiraisa. Then midiraisa, Baal Chayv always only collects from Zaburius. So therefore Rav said you can't bring any proof to Rav Nachman's halacha. Because Rav Nachman is talking about where the father was mishabed himself and wrote down clearly in the shtar that I'm borrowing from you $1,000. And he writes clearly, when you go to collect from me, you have a right to get from my best property. So that's now midiraisa that the father has to pay back from his best. So in such a case, when the father dies, to say that the Yisaimim only pay back the Burius, that you have no proof from this halacha. That's what Rav said. That's part of the Elo. Rav is still asking this. Elo halacha, but in our case, where the father was Meshabbat himself, Kivan the Dina Midiraisa Midias, since he said when he took the money, I'm Mechayiv, I accept the obligation to pay you back from my best property. So that's midiraisa. If so, afilum yasmin, I'm a biyidius. Even when the father dies and you collect from the yisaimim, still maybe you have to pay from the yidius. That's what Rava holds. Zemar says now, well, the Rav, according to Rava, for Tony Avram Chuzoi, I Avram Chuzoi said like this. Halacha is a nifroyim in chosim yisaimim elimin azaburius. You can't collect the money away from orphans, only from the worst property. For afilu heini zokin. Even though if the problem was that they were mazik you, the Yisraelim or the father did damage to you. Now, v'onizokin dini midiraisa b'idiyas. Now we have in the Mishnah, midiraisa nizokin has to pay back from idiyas. So if so, the father that did the damage has to pay back from his best fields. And now you're telling me when the father dies and the Yisraelim orphans pay back that chayv, so you only have to pay back from Zaburius. So you see, not like you, Rava. You see, even though midiraisa they're supposed to pay back from the best, the Rabbanan have a right to make a takana, nothing doing. When you go to collect from Yisaimim, you can't get more than Zaburius. So Gemara says, no. I'll tell you according to Rav, you know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin shehoisa idius de nizik, ke Zaburius de mazik. Rabbi Yishmael hi. We're going according to Rabbi Yishmael like we had yesterday. That I'm talking about now the nizik's idius. The one that got damaged, his best is like the worst of the mazik. Now, the Yomar Rabbi Shmuel says, "Midiraisa b'nizik shaminan." May the eraser really, it's enough for the mazik to pay back from his worst, because his C-class is like the nizik's A-class. So that's called the mate of karmoi. Abi, it's the best, it's the same class as the best by the nizik. May the eraser, that's enough. That's what we learn. Now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Rabbanim made a takana that even in such a case, if you're a mazik, you did the damage, you have to pay back from the best of your fields. But that's only with the Rabbanim. Therefore, now if the Yisraelim are coming to pay back the orphans, the Gavi Yasmi Ukma Rabbanim Adiraisa. Whenever the Yisraelim have to pay back, the Rabbanim left it on the Din Diraisa that the Yisraelim don't have to pay more than Zaburius. Therefore, still there's no cash on Rava. It could be whenever midi yiraisa, there's a din to pay back vidyas, maybe from the Yisraelim also you could collect vidyas. Fretting more anius, not that true, not like that. V'yotoni Rebeloza Nusoi. Rebeloza Nusoi said like this. The din is, ein ifroyim menichsa Yisraelim elemen azaburius. V'yafilu ein idis, even though it's idis. Now what does it mean to say? What did Rebeloza mean to say? You only collect from the Yisraelim, Zaburius, even though Mashmi is supposed to collect from Idius. Maya Filuay Nidius. What does it mean to say, even though it's Idius? Lav didn't even mean to say, Afagav Dichsiv Idius Bishtarom, even though when the father first lent the money, the father wrote down in the Shtar, I'll pay you back for my best property. And then when the father dies, so the Yisraelim have to pay it back, still Rebeloza says, we have the Takonim, they don't have to pay more than Zaburius. So you see clearly, like Abaya, not like Rava. Tamara says, Loi. Know what it means over here? My idius, Shapoy idius. It means, Rashi says, Shapoy idius means, Rashi, that the idius got destroyed, like. Rashi like this, Liyach Hezek, if you did the damage, Fiyadayin Eshli idius, right now you have good, Ubenin is Burius. Elashazu, I see Yafam Yer, this was the best one. And this field got destroyed later, that's the Chiddush, that even though you had better fields, but now that it got destroyed, you don't have to pay back from that anymore, but you can pay back from your Zaburius. Kiddi Rava, like Rava says, the Yama Rava, Hezik Zaburius, Goyvim and Idius. If you did damage to Zaburius, so what? Still, a Mazik has to pay back from his best. Shapoy Idius, let's say the best of your property though got destroyed, then Goyvim and Bainanis. You only collect them in Bainanis, you go down. But you don't have the chiyuv like you're supposed to pay me the raisa because your best field got destroyed. Therefore, begad b'yasmi by yisrael mukmir rabbanu nadi raisa. That since the raisa, the din was to pay from the idius, which was your best field that got ruined. So once that field got ruined, like you have no more chiyuv the raisa to pay back from idius anymore, because the field you were supposed to pay back with got ruined. So therefore, now you can pay back whatever you want. So therefore, that's why the Yisraelim, they had to make a payback from Zaburius. Now, Koponim, we didn't slug up Rava. It could be that whenever there's a Chiyuv Midi Yeraisa, that the Yisraelim have to pay back from the best property, maybe in Echnami, then they do have to pay back from the best. So, right. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Yifroyim Menichsi Yisraelim Elabin Azaburius. That's the halacha. That you can't collect the money away from orphans only from the least of the property. Boy Rav Achta Bo Barami. Rav Achta Barami has a question like this. Yisaimim Sharmu, that's what the Mishnah says, orphans, kitanim, that only means the small orphans that are not by mitzvah yet. They can't rely, they can't take care of themselves yet. Or Yafilu Gedolim, even if they're big people that could take care of themselves. Takan Tehidi Ovid Rabbonin Gabi Yasmu Lektanim. Ovid Rabbonin. Lekdolim Loyovid. There's a special takona that since ketanim can't take care of themselves, so we want to make it easy for them. That was a takona. Mashenkin, if the orphans now are big people, they can take care of themselves, then there's no takona. Then if their father was supposed to pay back for Medius, maybe the Yisraelim also have to pay back for Medius. Or Iduma, maybe no. Mishum d'loy masek adaita d'malva d'misloiva v'nafle nichse karma yasmi. Devil and Noel Delis. In other words, what's the reason why we said by regular halvor, we don't leave it on the eraisa? What's the reason why regular halvor, when you lend somebody money, even though me the eraisa, all you have to pay back is from your worst, we said that's no good, because the malvas then won't lend money. If a malva knows that all he'll get back is the worst of the latest property, he'll stop lending money. Therefore, the Rabbonim made a takona that the Malva has the right to collect from at least the Beninus, the middle type of karka. But that's only when the Malva collects from the Leiv himself. But maybe the Malva does not think that the Leiv is going to die, and then he's going to have to go collect from his kids that he doesn't think about. See, if the loch is going to be that when the Leiv dies, and his kids are going to pay you back, that Rabbonim made a takona, that here you always collect from Zeburius, that won't affect the Malva's thoughts. He won't stop lending money because of that. Because the Malva doesn't think so far to say maybe the Leiv is going to die. The Malva thinks for sure the Leiv is going to be alive, and the Leiv will pay me back. And since the din is when the Leiv pays me back, he has to pay me back from his abandonness, people will still lend money. So therefore, when the father dies and the Yisraelim pay back, it could be that's the Svara that the Rabbanan always left on the Din Torah that you can't collect more than Zeburius. Because here there's no Tino Delis. Hilkach, the Gemara says, Afilu Gudelam Nami. If that would be the Svara that when you lend money and you're being paid back from the Yisraelim, that doesn't make a difference to the Malva, so then even by Gedolim also would be the Svara. The Rabbanan left it with the way it is in the Yiraisa. Then with the Yiraisa, when you lend money, you could only collect from the Zeburius. That's the Sharla. Is it a special takani or only by Katanim? Or no, it's a Svara even by Gedolim. So Gemara says, Toshima coming here. Titoni Abaya Kshisha. Abaya, the old one, said like this. Yisayimim Shomru, that the Ramishti says at the corner by Yisayim, by orphans. You can never collect money from them in Karka. More than the worst, Gedolim, it's said even by Gedolim, by older ones. V'yein Sarach Lerem and Katanim, and even Katanim also. Tamara says though, maybe no, maybe Abaya only meant to say, V'dil Mahani Milalinyin Shvua. Maybe Abaya only meant to say that there are other takonas also. That when you go to collect money away from Yisayimim, you always have to swear first that you did not pay up the father. Even though the kids don't ask you to do it, but Desdin asks you to swear to the kids. So maybe here, whether the kids are big or young, it doesn't make a difference. The Bemili, the God of Bemili the Yahua, Kikotan Dami. Because even though you're an older person, but in the matters of your father, you're like a cotton. Like you don't know exactly what your father did. Like you don't know, maybe your father did pay him back. Therefore, people come to the Yisraelim and say, listen, I have a shtar that your father owed me money. You have to pay me up. There we say that we always make this person swear that he didn't collect money from the father before he gets from the Yisraelim. But maybe only by a shvua we make this takana even for Gedolim. Avolinyan Zeburius, but maybe was Magaya Tawa Mishnah, after you swear, and then you do have a right to collect the money from the Yisraelim. That was saying now the Mishnah says you only get Zeburius. Maybe lie. Maybe then it only pertains at the corner for Katanim, for the young ones that Rabbanu made a special takana, but not for the Gedolim, so you have no proof. But the Gemara still says, Yishinov, Ilchasa, what's the maskana though? The Ilchasa, Yisaimim Shamru.